Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. You can bring up what you want as we kick off the second hour of the program. Coming up, we're going to tell you about Los Angeles County banning Halloween. We'll explain that to you. It's Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. Also, Luke Radowski hanging out with us. Also, Jay Noon is on our third microphone here. And Jay, thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
We were talking about the town of Henniker, New Hampshire, the only one on Earth, they claim.
That's what they say.
Targeting you. And
why do they make a bizarre claim like that?
Well, because there are, maybe it's because so many towns up here are duplicates from other states. So, like, there's a Manchester, Connecticut, there's a Manchester, Vermont,
there's several Springfields, there's all kinds.
Yeah, there's a, you know, pick a town name,
sure.
And they probably exist in New England in at least two, if not three or four others, other states.
All they've done is make me want to start a town and call it Henniker.
Well, I mean, there's not much else that's special about the town, so they had to, like, find something. Right?
Well, it has domes.
Yeah, okay, that's
yeah,
true.
There's
but
some
that's
domes
not,
there.
But then again, this comes back to the definition of what is a town. What, who are these people? They threatened you. They said that they believe you're running a, quote, junkyard.
Yep.
And you'd like to know, before you find out what their definition of junkyard is, who are these people, and how do their rules even apply to you in the first place?
Exactly what my whole statement's going to be about. I'm doing some public records requests in this. Like mm-hmm. I said, asking for the injured party. I'm going to ask for them to prove that they are an Article 4, Section 4, Republican form of government, which is supposed to be a government, you know, for the people and by the people, with these limited things that it can do, which is only the protection of life, liberty, and property. And I want to know whose life, liberty, and property that they're protecting by saying, oh, the letter says that they will be forced, they'll have no choice but to take legal action against me if I don't go talk to them. So if they're going to take legal action, somebody must be injured. And if there's no injured party, then these guys are threatening me, and it's called false prosecution. It's called harassment. There's all kinds of federal charges they can be charged with. I, you know, might be recommending a local federal prosecutor bring charges against these guys if need be. I don't know.
All right, so I'm gonna play devil's advocate here on you with this, Jay. So they're gonna say, well, Jay, come on, you know who the town is. You were at our town meeting the other day.
Well, best I can tell, on Dun and Bradstreet, there's a corporation calling itself Town of Henniker, which mm-hmm. is a name on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically say in any documentation that I live near a post box, whatever, on such and such a road, on unincorporated Henniker Town. I never say I'm in New Hampshire, because
mm-hmm.
in is also shall be known as within, so you're within this corporate jurisdiction.
Okay.
And so I'm on New Hampshire, and even... This is what I did. So I did this passport process with Christopher Gronsky. You guys have had him on the show
yep.
a few times. I've talked about him before. Destinationsfreedom.org, I believe, is his website. Could be .com.
Destination Freedom, yeah. I think that's it.
Something like that. You'll find it. He's on Facebook. So in this passport application that I did with Gronsky,
mm-hmm.
This is where, as we ended, where I said that I'm withholding allegiance from the United States. It says there. It also says that I don't take any benefits from the United States, and when we talk about the United States, it's the United States and all its fictions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things is where we explain that my domicile is on the land that is the nation of New Hampshire, because New Hampshire is its own nation. New Hampshire and Massachusetts are foreigners with respect to nationality. They are foreign nations. There's all kinds of Supreme Court rulings on this. Christopher prepares like this really nice, documentation that and supporting authorities that you attach to it.
So you let the federal gang know that you've opted out.
Yes.
And they still issued you the passport, which
yep.
is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But what about this local gang? I mean, I've heard you talking about being active within, like, town politics and such, at town
yep.
meetings and maybe even voting.
I registered to vote, and...
Aren't they going to argue that that's your consenting to be part of the body politic in the town of New Hampshire?
No, because I wrote right on the voter registration form that I reserve all rights and I don't consent, and I put that I'm not a resident of the state of New Hampshire and I'm not a U.S. citizen, because I'm not. And I put
okay.
that in the passport application. So there's three definitions of a United States citizen. One of them is a citizen of the District of Columbia, essentially, and I say I'm not a federal United States citizen. It's actually the correct language. And then if they want to bring up the passport thing, I mean, the voter registration card, cool, bring that up. I mean, that's one of the things I'm going to do a public records request on anyways. But I've already informed their mother corporation, the United States Corporation, through the Secretary of State's office. We've actually informed the New Hampshire Secretary of State's office also in this. They got all my, attached affidavit with this, with this passport process, explaining all these things.
Now, just a quick Google search here reveals the town of Henniker was incorporated in 1768. That would have been before the United States. So
yep.
are you sure that they're still, subservient corporation of the United States if they were incorporated first?
So all these towns around here have this incorporation thing all previous to Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
And that incorporation was under the English crown. All of those incorporations, pretty much from what I can tell, especially in Palmer, which was incorporated in 1730 whatever.
That's the Massachusetts town where
right,
you were born,
and where I did a lot yeah. of activism. So what they did is in the 1920s, all these towns did a bunch of charters. So these towns were all declared independent, essentially by the Declaration of Independence. Everything became declared independent with on these, 13 different nations, essentially. There are these colonies that became separate sovereign nations after, the Revolutionary War. So what I found, actually, I haven't even digged it up yet in the town of Henniker, but all these towns have some charter that came out after 1923,
mm-hmm.
so they could all be under this uniform commercial code thing.
And did this replace their original town charter from the 1700s?
This is what most of them claim to do. But not really, because these towns are operating as these municipal corporations, and I believe the city charter for Keene is actually the same as Manchester. It's the same as Palmer, Massachusetts. It's the same as a whole bunch. It's just boilerplate, mm-hmm. uniform commercial code stuff that was adopted in the 1920s. And it says right in all these things that all the things that this town can do and how it's set up. So they have the authority to, basically zone property within the town of Henniker. But the town of Henniker is not the earth or the land of the soil. The town of Henniker is
a
corporation.
Political organization.
It's just a political, or it's a corporation. It's a charity, mm-hmm. is what it is. The town of Palmer definitely has the same tax identification number as, or not the same, but the same beginning. I think it's a 9-8 designated as a charity, because I, kind of worked this angle a little bit with them in a few things.
So you're going to find out more.
I'm going to find out a lot more.
You're going to write them back, I presume, right? You're going to keep
yep.
this on the record. That way you've
yep.
got a record of what goes to them. You got a record of what comes from them.
Yes.
I'm very interested in seeing this, and I think that I'm sure our listeners are interested in following it. Are you going to be publishing any of this?
Yeah, I'm going to publish it. I actually probably just publish it through you, possibly.
Yeah, I'd love to see it up on Free Keene. I think that'd be really interesting.
On Free Keene, on wearechange.org. Well, we'll be... talking about it, within the local Telegram and Signal groups, I'll be doing it. I'm just not into Facebook anymore. I really don't care.
Yeah, man. I've been off of there for 2.5 years.
Right.
It's been great.
And you get a lot more done when you don't have Facebook app on your phone.
So true. That was one of my first steps. I got rid of the app a few years before I finally quit Facebook.
Right.
So sort of weaned myself away from it. And then finally, it was New Year's Eve, I think, 2018. It was flipping into 2018 when I was just like, this is it. I'm done.
And like you've been saying for years, Facebook's a huge time suck.
It really was. Yep, and I just had somebody telling me last night about some dumb drama going on Facebook, and I'm like, well, why doesn't she just leave Facebook?
Right.
You know, then you don't have to be involved in that anymore.
And these keyboard warriors are also angry and aggressive, and then when you see them in person at, like, Pork Fest, and you try to talk to them about something they were, you know, screaming at you about, they don't, I mean, the one guy I started, he paid me for his hamburger and started cooking, and I started talking to him about you one day, and he just had to walk away, and he just came back when the hamburger was done.
All right, more coming up here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Have you ever done anything like Jay's talking about, just challenging the fundamentals of what is, you know, the town or the city? Who are these people anyway? Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can mark your calendar for the next ForkFest 2021. It's going to be the fifth year of ForkFest, the decentralized libertarian camping festival that I saw you here and there during, Luke.
I was there. I technically participated.
Right on.
Yeah, I like how there's like a ForkFest and there's like a ForkFest, and then there's probably going to be a ForkFest to another ForkFest.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. I love
I've
the riddles.
I've heard there's going to be one that happens before the Porcupine Freedom Festival next year called Somalia Fest.
A ForkFest,
right,
as it were.
They're
actually, I guess technically
Somalia Fest came first.
Yeah, ForkFest is a fork of Somalia Fest.
Sort of. It was a renaming of Somalia Fest.
But now Somalia Fest is back.
Correct. Somalia Fest has reforked.
So they say.
So yeah, well, we'll see what happens. There's a long way to go between here and June 28th through July 4th of 2021. That will be the week for ForkFest. So the week where it's just ForkFest is June 28th through July 4th. And we did it for the first time this year after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The first 3 years it had happened prior to. So this year and next year, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is our lead-in into ForkFest, which culminates in a weekend with fireworks, and you guys played some music, did a live concert, the FUD band, F-U-D, which you can see that live concert in full over at the Free Keen YouTube channel, so be sure you check that out. But again, mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than being around other freedom-minded people here in the Shire? It's a great way to get a taste of what it was like, and Luke Radowski joining us again here from We Are Change. .org. We're a longtime Porcupine Freedom Festival attendee.
Yeah, I mean, I got banned from Canada, and I had nothing else to do. I didn't know anything about the Free State community. This was all the way back.
How long? Yeah,
this was like 2000. What was it 2007, 2008? I don't remember exactly.
Wow.
But I remember going up to cover the G20 in Toronto, going up there to the border, getting stripped naked, having everything in my possessions. Every little
sock. By the Canadian side or the U.S. side?
The Canadian side. The Canucks. I'm telling you, the Canucks, they're up to something. I don't like them. I'll be honest with you. There's some weird people. I know a couple Canucks. Jeff Berwick, Josh Sigerson, Dan Dix, all short in stature and extremely weird individuals. By the way, I'm also very curious about Somalia
Fest. Good stuff.
Because great guys. I love those guys. Sometimes. Not really. But I'm really curious about Somalia Fest because it's me and Jeff Berwick. We've heard the talking point. Well, if you don't, if you want anarchy, go to Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jeff Berwick went to Somalia.
Did you really?
Yeah. We went to Mogadishu, Somalia. So I'm wondering about this Somalia Fest and if it's going to be anything like we experienced in Mogadishu. If you haven't seen the video, it's up on our YouTube channel. If you type in, I forgot the title, but We Are Change and
Somalia.
Mogadishu, Somalia. Mm-hmm. You can see our adventure to
How
this
long were you
land.
There? I have not
we
seen
were there
one.
For a few days. We had to hire a mercenary group, no joke.
For protection?
For protection. Mm-hmm. We had a couple guys with AK-47s following
us
around.
And this is protection from the warlords, basically?
Well, there's a lot of internal conflicts and fighting inside of Mogadishu. Specifically, there's different zones in different areas. But one thing we found out, one thing that really, really people needed to wake up to, Somalia is not a place with no government. Somalia is a place with too many governments. And we have the Turkish government, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, the United States, AFRICOM, Kenya, all of them have their forces. All of them have certain sects and groups of individuals that they send arms to. So there was a crap ton of weapons given to Somalians. And because of the socioeconomic conditions there, a lot of the people that were armed by the supposed good guys sold the weapons to the supposed bad guys, Al-Shabaab. All they're really fighting for is for territory to tax. That's essentially what the whole...
Well, that's what governments do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's all these governments, all these interests in Somalia. Luckily, we were very lucky because the road we were on the day of, there was IED explosions. There was four explosions in the city. There's usually one explosion, one major terrorist attack.
You were lucky
usually
because you were on a road with IED.
We were lucky because we were on the road not at the same time when they went off. They went off a little bit later, but we went at a time where usually there's like one major terrorist attack within 2 weeks. the day we were there, there was four separate bombings.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was definitely a surreal experience. You definitely, because, you know, Jeff Berwick's a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, everyone keeps telling me to go to Somalia. Luke, let's do it.
Let's go.
It was interesting, and it's not what people expected.
Not going to go back.
It's not a land of utopia. It's not a land of freedom.
I think when they tell us that, they don't think it's a land of utopia and freedom.
Well, a land of no government, right. Essentially. To me,
that's
personally
the
speaking.
I assume all libertarians knew that it was going to be a hellhole filled with fighting warlords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but for me, the idea of no government, I'm sorry, I should have expressed myself more concretely. The idea of no government is a beautiful idea, but that's not what we have in Somalia.
No, and
Somalia,
it's something that has to be... sort of this evolution of thought that gets us to the point of having no government. You're not going to have that beautiful vision if the current system is just ripped away, because the people want government, sadly. That's the world we live in, right? So that will remanifest, and it may remanifest in a much more authoritarian version if you strip away what, you know, we currently have.
Yeah.
So people have to have whatever kind of thought renaissance to get to the next level of, oh, this is a really bad idea, like slavery was a bad idea.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of it. But unfortunately, we're nowhere near that, given that, Chris Sununu, the current governor here in New Hampshire, has like a 8 out of 10 people support what he's doing for COVID kind of rating. I mean, we are in the very small minority. Not only are we in a minority because we're libertarians, we're in an even further minority because we don't want to wear a mask. There's even some libertarians who are into this whole masking thing and are afraid.
Because science.
Well, right. If you put on a lab coat, some libertarians will just believe anything that you say. And so we're even more of a whittled down minority than we've ever been. And like I said yesterday, at the voting location, there were only 10 people, roughly, out of like 600 as of maybe around 5 o'clock or 4:30 in the afternoon. So most of the day had gone by that refused to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And even you put a mask on for convenience sake.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, it's a very divisive issue that works perfectly in the hands of people that want to see common average people fight each other. So I think this whole issue, I mean, take it for what it is. I mean, I think it's a big kind of psyop. I think it's a big issue that is distracting us from the larger context of exactly what's happening. And to me, it's really the larger economic ramifications. What the Federal Reserve has been doing.
And we're only starting to feel that.
And again, people need to understand, these larger economic ramifications are not going to be felt immediately.
Right.
They're going to go through a certain amount of time, and then the whole huge wave is going to hit all at once, and there's going to be a lot of pain and suffering. And that's why my idea of We Are Change was always being the change that you want to see in this world. But most importantly, now I think it's critical that people become responsible for themselves, become sustainable, become as an individual reliant on himself, because the more we are reliant on government, the more we feed government or the most multinational corporations, whatever it may be. There's a lot of forces out there that are bad. The way to prevent it is to not participate in their system, and the best way to do that is to become self-reliant.
The more self-reliant you can be, certainly the better, but we still need people.
Of course.
And that's one of the reasons why this is a great place to be, because the community of liberty-minded folks here in New Hampshire is unmatched. There's nothing that even comes close to it anywhere in the world, and you've traveled the world, right?
Yeah.
Am I right about this?
Want to be in Somalia like me and Jeff were talking to our interpreter, who said that he's going to put Jeff in the middle of the seat of City Hall and whip him because he wanted a drink of wine. Jeff, out being an alcoholic, had a very hard time dealing with that.
Luke, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. You're always welcome to come back and see us here at Free Talk Live. You guys are heading out on the town. Ari and I, we're going to talk about the Halloween story, finally, coming up here in moments, and other crazy news as well. You can join us. Plus, this is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is releasing an expanded list of people he considered naming to the Supreme Court if a vacancy opens up, including Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron and Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. President Trump saying Democrats would try to fill the Supreme Court with justices that will hurt America.
Radical justices will erase the Second Amendment, silence political speech, and require taxpayers to fund extreme late-term abortion.
A top expert on coronavirus is coming to President Trump's defense over comments made in a new book. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying President Trump never deliberately downplayed the virus when he told the nation it would disappear. The book's author, Bob Woodward, has yet to address why he waited so long to bring up the president's comments if he thought they were that controversial. This is USA Radio News. More than 85 fires are burning across the West Coast in an unprecedented event that's already scorched hundreds of thousands of acres. In California, at least 25 wildfires are now raging. The National Guard rescuing hundreds of people from the fires, including Joe Ibre, who tells ABC News,
"I kept thinking about my wife and family at home, and you know, I knew that they would be very nervous and worried for us, so being able to talk to them was a huge relief."
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Surgeon General Jerome Adams says politics is not playing a part in the coronavirus task force team.
"Here's what I can tell you. As a member of the coronavirus task force, there has been no politicization of the vaccine process whatsoever. We have a process in place that I trust as a doctor."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up anything with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Aria.
And also want to make sure you know about AnyPay. They're doing some amazing stuff over at AnyPay to make it easier for you to accept cryptocurrency, not just at your physical real-life business, which is what they started with back in 2017 when they started their company. But now, if you have an online website running WordPress and you have the WooCommerce plugin, meaning that you already have a store set up where you're selling things online via the WooCommerce plugin platform, you can get the AnyPay plugin now for WooCommerce, and within basically a moment after you install it, because all you have to do is plug in your AnyPay email address and under which your account is found, and that's it. You're ready to go. You're accepting cryptocurrency on your website. It's super easy.
Is there an alternative to just enter their cryptocurrency wallet addresses? Because I'm thinking some of these people may not, I mean, all they have is an online store, not a brick-and-mortar business. They may not even have an AnyPay account.
Well, no, you need to create an AnyPay account.
So that's step one, ultimately. If you already have the AnyPay account, then it's just a matter of turning the plugin onto WooCommerce and putting your email in, and then you're done. If you don't have the AnyPay account, then that's super easy to set up, too. I mean, we're talking about a 5 to 10 minute setup from start to finish, even if you've never had AnyPay before. But you can go to AnyPayInc.com to get started with that. That's AnyPayInc.com, creating an account there. It's username, password, and you're in. There's not any kind of approval process. There's no waiting. It's just you're in, and you get started. It's super easy. AnyPayInc.com. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Vaginatarian is first up on our Discord server. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
So for the L.A. and Halloween story, I had a quick note on that. So my sister actually lives in L.A., and she says that that's totally reasonable that they're doing that. And then she also said that in the city and on the news and stuff, she's already heard from L.A. locals that they're saying don't go home for Christmas, especially if you have a college-age kid. Because college kids, you know, are not taking it seriously and, like, going to parties and stuff.
Well,
so.
Because it's not a threat to them.
It's really not a threat to most anybody. I mean, unless you're ultimately infirmly sick with serious illness, and then you come down with this, it might finish you off, but it might not.
Right. I just wanted to bring it up because L.A. is, you know, freaking out about Halloween, and they've already got their sights set on Christmas. But I had a different topic to really talk about. I have a lawyer friend in Oklahoma, and she says there's a new phenomenon with the protests. And, like, so Black Lives Matter has had Black Lives Matter painted on city streets in, like, D.C. and New York and other places. So because they were granted a permit by the cities in which they were painted, it was almost an expression of freedom of speech on the roads by putting their slogan there. So now it's like by proxy, does that mean, you know, I could go get a permit and write Hail Satan on there and express my views?
Yeah, I mean, it's not free speech if you have a permit, because that means that you don't have free speech if you've asked for permission, so I wouldn't call it free speech. But the argument that you're referring to would be, you know, sort of the equal treatment under the law argument of, oh, well, if you're going to give this group a permit, you know, permission slip to write their group name on the streets, then shouldn't you also give the same permission slip to anyone else who asks for it? And there's probably a legal argument there.
Right, and that's what my friend, you know, she's a lawyer, that's of course the direction she's going to take, but because it hasn't been granted to any other group besides Black Lives Matter exclusively, she thinks that it won't be viewed, she thinks it'll be viewed as an equal treatment under the law, and like you said, not a free speech issue. But I'd like to see, you know, an anti-mask one go out there, or just something counter to the prevailing, you know, narratives we see right now.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point, and I hope to hear that that has some success. It's a great idea.
Let's not do Hell Satan, though. Let's do the anti-mask one, right?
I like that one. It's a little more wide appeal.
Yeah.
Not much, because most people are going along to get along with this mask thing, and it's really sad.
Yeah, I just drove through 7 states last week, and it was surprising the difference, you know, even just crossing borders. Like, Chicago had propaganda on the highway, like, nonstop, wear your mask, coronavirus, protect everybody. And then I crossed into Michigan, where there are all these protests going on, and no one cared that I didn't wear a mask. And I didn't wear a mask in any of these states and was never once accosted by anybody.
Okay, good. Kudos to you for that. That's what it's going to take. I mean, if people are sick of this, then they're going to need to stop wearing the mask. They're going to need to take it off, leave it in the car, leave it at home or whatever, and don't go along to get along on this anymore and put up with whatever hell comes to you for it, whatever kind of negative publicity that you get as a business owner or an individual, whatever kind of hassles you get in the streets. In your case, you lucked out. You didn't get anything. I've personally only had one person say something to me, and that was another customer that rudely, you know, laughed at me as she walked out the door at the local mailbox store after I told them I had a religious objection to wearing masks. But she, you know, she just kind of scurried away. She didn't have the courage to actually face me. And so, no, I haven't really had anything myself. Besides,
I'm kind of surprised because I, since the beginning of whenever the mask became popular. I have not worn a mask with the exception of my EMT training because I'm in an ambulance with, like, sick people. So I feel like that's a fair place to do it. With the exception of that, I have not worn a mask anywhere, and I've gotten one high five and, like, maybe some dirty looks, but, like, not a single place. So I don't really understand. I don't know if it's, like, my demeanor. Like, if you walk in and people just look at you and are like, okay, I would like to avoid a conflict because the person is clearly not wearing a mask. So I'm not quite sure. Or if it's even just, like, it's easier to accost a man, and so that's why you got the laugh.
I think most people want to avoid conflict in general, so you're less likely to, in general, experience conflict. Although if you're in a hardcore mask area, like a city, like a New York City or a Philadelphia or something like that, you may be more likely, if you're really truly the only person they ever see with no mask on, to be targeted. I know that some of the folks that we know who are in cities have been harassed, at least online, maybe not in person as much, but they've definitely been harassed in some ways over not being one of the masked. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way things are, and the only thing that's going to change it is if people push back instead of just going along to get along. So
well,
thank you.
Allegedly, that's happening on September the 15th.
Oh, yeah?
I saw some sort of graphic about that. I mean, who knows if it's going to happen, and who knows what kind of support it will have, but evidently people are pushing this idea that on September the 15th, the masks come off.
Oh, well, I hope that they do. They've already come off of me. I've never worn one except for just one place, and that was a bank that refused to serve me if I said I had a medical objection, and I had to be served in this particular case.
Yeah.
So the mission was more important than that, but that's the only time I've done it. Thank you, Vaginatarian, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and it is uncomfortable. It is not something I would want to spend any significant amount of time in, and I feel so bad for all the folks that are being forced by their corporate jobs to have to wear these things, which they're doing to you now.
Yeah, it sucks.
And you're in a hot kitchen, so it's got to be worse than any other job to wear a mask.
I don't know. I imagine that the people who, like, load tractor trailers and things like that have it worse, people who work in warehouses with poor ventilation. I imagine it's worse there.
You might be right about that.
But, yeah, you put these things on, and immediately raises your body temperature by several degrees.
10 degrees, 5 degrees.
Yeah, at least.
Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm calling because I see people falling for the same Gunnerman Goon Squad tactic over and over again my entire life. That tactic, of course, is fear.
Yep.
Every year they want to hit us with this rotating array of boogeymen to scare us, and so that we'll actually think that we need them for us to protect us.
I think it's working better now than it ever has.
Yeah, and the latest one that I really wanted to call some attention to, because it is a bunch of nonsense, but so many of the people that I respect are actually falling for this, and
uh-oh.
I just...
What
now? It's just crazy. It's this stuff about human trafficking of children in this country. And they keep pumping this propaganda nonsense out. You know, they'll say, oh, in Georgia, we just busted, we've rescued 123 children from human traffickers. And then you read the fine print, and it's not even one of them is actually been rescued from human trafficking.
All right, I want to hear more about it. Stand by, Gene. Come back here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And also want to make sure you know about Divvy. It is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. Over the last year, earlier this year, from mid-March to mid-July, Divvy increased in value by more than 10 times. And it's pretty exciting when stuff like that happens. Obviously, the Divvy programmers would like for it to continue to go up in value, and maybe it will. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We certainly can't predict that. But we've been pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy so far a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking some Divvy. In fact, there's even a lottery for those who are staking Divvy. Go to learn more and get started at DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. As we continue talking with Gene the Christian Anarchist, he is still on the line with us here on the Discord server. And Gene, you were just about to start telling us about human trafficking of children, and you just barely started this story. What had happened?
Well, every few years, the government's got to bring out this story about kidnapping of children and how much we need them to save our children. And if you look at the And I posted a link on the Discord, but to all the listeners out there, basically you go to Wikipedia and type in kidnapping, and you're going to come up with the page that I posted. And what they're trying to make you think, and a lot of people think, that there are thousands of children being kidnapped every year and sold into sex slavery. And it's absolutely not true. It's not even close to true. If you look at the real numbers, the kids that are being reported as being kidnapped are basically taken by non-custodial parents. They have nothing to do with child.
So they're not being sold into sex slavery or anything like that.
Not even close. And also, runaways are falling into that category of kidnapped. And, you know, so anytime you've got a child that's not with the parent that they claim he's supposed to be with, then they call that a kidnapping case. And if you read those stories like the one...
Well, let me tell you, Jane, let me interrupt to tell you that a 13-year-old girl who runs away, whether she chose to run away or not, she's almost certainly going to end up kidnapped at some point.
Well,
kidnapped?
Okay, that may or may not be. But the point I'm getting at, if you go to that age...
Try being a 13-year-old girl in the middle of Washington, D.C., having run away. What do you think is going to happen to her?
Well, I mean,
she'll probably hook up with an 18-year-old boy.
Well, and eventually he'll start drugging her and he'll start pimping her out.
There's a good chance she's going to run into that world. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I don't know if I would call that being kidnapped if...
That's not kidnapped.
Kidnapping is where you are taken by force away from people who... Or
what
a place you would otherwise want
to
be.
The big fear thing they're trying to get everybody to believe is that there's guys hiding behind little bushes and they're jumping out at kids and snatching them and taking them away. That kind of an actual crime
that almost never
is
happens.
Very, very rare. And go to that link that I presented. Look up the actual statistics. Very rare. Does anything like that ever happen?
That's
so
true.
This idea that
but it is,
we've got
but Ari is right,
of
though.
Kids.
I'm not sure I agree with you on the point of kidnapping. To me, that's kidnapping. The person may have initially chosen to be there, but since then, this 13-year-old...
If they're not free to leave, then you could say that's, you know...
They're locked in a closet. If they're locked in a closet,
they don't have
somewhere,
to be locked in a closet to have become addicted to drugs, largely against their will, and their pimp is the only source of
those
drugs.
Well, I wouldn't say it's against their will. If you put drugs in your... Unless they were forced drugged, that's against their will.
Which is very likely.
I don't know if that's likely. I think many of these young people who
run
away...
Well, all of these stories I've heard about people who actually ran away and were sex trafficked, are like, you know, I didn't initially start doing heroin.
Well, usually it's
they don't strap
you down and force the heroin into you.
No, they wait until you're asleep and then they start injecting you.
Really?
Well,
I've never. I mean, that's an interesting story.
I'm sure plenty of them do it voluntarily.
Yeah, that's typically what you will have happen: is somebody is frustrated with their parents, they leave the house, they fall in with the wrong crowd, and then they may start a drug habit. But they might have done it because it looked cool. They might have done it because they hated their life. They might have done it for all other kind of reasons. It doesn't seem as likely that they literally forced it on them against their will. Not to say that's impossible.
They were taken advantage of. Now, that's a different story. And that does happen. But I'm talking about, like, this story that they tried to push on everybody, that 123 children were rescued saved from child trafficking. And then you go and read the fine print in that article, and I don't care which one it is. Any one of those stories that you want to dig up on the Internet, go look at the fine print. You're going to find out that look at the charges that are being filed. Parental... non-custodial parents. Most all of the charges being filed in those big splashy news stories are simply charges against non-custodial parents. They're not charges against people pimping people out.
Right. So they're trying to make the numbers look way bigger than they actually are.
So what is a non-custodial parent?
The dad who's told that he can't have custody of his kids, or the mom.
Okay.
Or
usually
the mom.
The dad. Usually
it can
the dad.
Be the mom.
Yeah.
And there
because
are some.
Why isn't
real...
that kidnapping, Gene? That sounds to me like kidnapping.
I didn't say it wasn't kidnapping, did I?
Legally, it would be kidnapping.
I said
it's not.
I said
sex
it's
slavery.
Not sex trafficking.
Right. So when they say,
I don't know why they're kidnapping their kids.
Well, it's legally kidnapping, but for them, it's just taking their son or their daughter that wants to be with them to be
perhaps.
Well, if they don't want to be with them, then
sex trafficking.
Sorry, Gene.
And it's not kidnapping by
strangers.
I don't know why you're assuming it's not sex trafficking, Gene. Plenty of dads rape their kids.
Okay, but that's...
Whatever you
I wouldn't say it's plenty of them.
This
but
is not
it's a lot more common
presenting.
Than people think. Oh, okay, but Aria, look, most of the dads and the moms who are told by courts that they're not allowed to see their kids aren't rapists. That's not the reason they're
sure.
told they can't see their kids.
I agree.
It's usually because...
I'm just saying that Gene's argument that, oh, well, this is clearly not sex trafficking because this
well,
is just a non-custodial parent.
Not,
that logic
unless you
doesn't
have evidence.
Apply.
But unless you have evidence that it was sex trafficking...
You don't have evidence
clearly
that
not
it was
sex
or was...
Trafficking.
No, you don't have evidence that it was or wasn't.
Neither
right.
do you.
If
I'm not
no
claiming
evidence,
to. I'm not saying they're fudging the numbers here, though.
If there's no evidence,
they are
that they,
fudging the numbers.
If you don't, you can't make that claim
okay,
because
but,
you don't know that, Gene.
You have.
I just did.
You anybody literally just said you can't know that.
Okay, but anybody who's making a claim has to prove that claim.
Yes.
And
Gene is making the claim.
No, Gene is saying
Gene is making the claim that it's not sex trafficking, and I'm making the claim that you don't know that.
Okay, well, if there was any evidence of sex trafficking, they would have charged them with sex trafficking.
They were not
and
charged
not what
with
happened.
It.
Maybe. Do you
no,
trust the government?
Believe me.
We trust the government now,
believe
Gene?
Me, they will charge you. Believe me, they will charge yeah. you with over-the-top charges. They're
absolutely.
Not going to undercharge you. They
anything
will overcharge
they
you.
They will charge you with.
I'm just and surprised that so many people here trust the government.
I don't trust the government, but they...
Well,
we
apparently
know how
people
work.
Are trusting the government to rescue all these kids because that's what the news stories are saying, and so many people are eating it up.
We know they're how just, the government works. It's just like Gene said. They throw as many charges at you as they possibly can. So if they have some evidence that a dad who's taken his children is actually allegedly molesting them or having you know selling them for sex slavery or something like that, they're going to likely bring those charges against
them. If they know about it, sure.
Well, then if they don't know about it, then it might as well not be happening if people aren't talking about it. If the child has been saved, but yet she or he is still protecting their father or mother who was sex trafficking them out, then
I'm not saying they're being sex trafficked. I'm saying that the fact that this is a non-custodial parent kidnapping the child doesn't mean that it's not sex trafficking.
But the propaganda is that it's sex trafficking. That is the propaganda that's being
with
publicized.
With no evidence.
Left and right, and it's false propaganda.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Well, you're assuming it's false.
Aria, it's definitely false because they haven't
it's
proven their case.
It's definitely false.
They have no evidence for what they're claiming.
The fact that they haven't proved it doesn't mean it's not true.
If they haven't
you believe
proved
in a
it,
God, you haven't proved it.
If
that doesn't mean it's true.
If they haven't proved it, then legally it's not true.
I'm not saying whether or not it's true. I'm saying you don't know that it's false.
Right, but if you know that it's definitely... Okay, if it's not proven to be true, you shouldn't be going around claiming that it's true. So what they're
I'm not
doing,
making
and they do this
and I'm not saying, and I'm not saying the government's not
too,
in the wrong
Aria.
Here. The government's in the wrong
they,
here, for
they,
sure.
You know they do this to sex workers, too, right?
Yes.
Where all the government gang does to justify prohibition on prostitution...
Look, I'm not saying it's legally sex
statement.
Work.
Okay? I'm going to finish the statement
okay.
about what they do. The government gang says this about sex workers all the time. Well, we can't legalize prostitution because there's all this sex trafficking out there. All these sex workers are just being sex trafficked. They're victims, etc., etc. And they take away the power from the sex workers who are actually making choices for themselves and doing sex work on a voluntary basis. But the government always paints it as though they're some victim of a pimp or they're some victim of these circumstances and that they didn't want to get into this line of work and they need the government to get them out of it. It happens all the time.
I understand that. That's irrelevant to my point. My point is that you don't know that it's not sex trafficking simply because they're non-custodial parents.
We don't know that, but there's no evidence that there is.
And there's no evidence that it isn't.
Thank you for the call tonight, Gene. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if there's no evidence, you shouldn't go around claiming that it is
I'm not
what
claiming
they are doing. I know you're not, but that's what they're doing. We're coming up.
Maxwell, the runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the drain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE .com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE .com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.